Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. It was a big idea at the time, and like a lot of big ideas, it came under intense scrutiny and criticism. But in the end, it was a success, as 40 years ago this month, the Arlington Million became the first million-dollar thoroughbred race in history. It was in August of 1980 that racetrack officials at Arlington Park in the Chicago suburb of Arlington Heights, Illinois, announced plans for the inaugural Arlington Million. At a press conference held at O'Hare International Airport, Arlington Park President Joe Joyce and Racing Secretary Tommy Trotter were joined by Illinois Governor Jim Thompson and Chicago Mayor Jane Byrne. That same day on the East Coast, renowned racing journalist Whitney Tower was holding a similar press conference in the Hunt Room of the 21 Club in New York City. Tower, who had covered racing for many years for Sports Illustrated, had been chosen as director and coordinator for the Arlington Million. It was a great day for the sport of horse racing. Who could possibly complain about press conferences in two of the biggest media markets in North America, where plans for the richest thoroughbred race of all time were being revealed? As it happened, plenty of people were lined up, ready to criticize and ready to complain. For one thing, the critics said, North American racing was founded on dirt, but this was to be a grass race. For another, this race was to be run at a distance of a mile and an eighth, when everyone knew that classic distance races were to be held at a mile and a quarter or a mile and a half. And perhaps worst of all, instead of being an invitational race guaranteed to draw only the best horses, this would be a subscription race where practically any horse could be nominated. As for Joe Joyce, all he wanted to do was create a race which would be what he called the Super Bowl and World Series of horse racing. Keep in mind that this predated the formation of the Breeders' Cup. This was to be a race to determine the champion of champions. But the critics insisted there was no way a race at a distance of a mile and an eighth should be allowed such lofty status. Eventually, Joyce announced that the distance of the race would be changed from a mile and an eighth to a mile and a quarter. On Sunday, August 30, 1981, a stellar field of international superstar racehorses stepped onto a rain-soaked Arlington Park turf course for the inaugural running of the Arlington Million. U.S. champion John Henry, with Bill Shoemaker aboard for trainer Ron McAnally, would break from post position 12 in the 12-horse field, which one observer described as similar to trying to run from Chicago to Milwaukee by way of Des Moines. Before a crowd of 30,000 spectators and in front of a television audience of millions more on NBC, John Henry, the even money favorite as part of a coupled entry, found himself in the fight of his life with 40-1 long shot, the BART. Phil Georgette, the legendary voice of Chicago racing, had the call.
Here they come spinning out of the turn. The BART has it now by two lengths. Madame Gay driving strongly in second. Key to Contend comes back along the rail. Here's John Henry closing ground, followed by Match the Hitch. The BART under a heavy whip. John Henry is charging. John Henry on the outside. The BART down along the rail. Madame Gay. The BART digs in under the whip. And the final move by John Henry. The BART is still there. Can't split him, but BART. Or is it John Henry on the outside? We know Madame Gay was third. Awfully close. The BART clinging tenaciously along the rail. John Henry running strongly on the outside. This one can go either way.
In a photo finish which was officially decided by a nose, perhaps more accurately by a lip or a whisker, John Henry was the winner. As one commentator said, in a race where the purse was $1 million, the drama was priceless. John Henry, a diminutive bay gelding with an unheralded pedigree, had beaten the best in the world to win the inaugural running of the Arlington Million. Later today, the 38th edition of the Million will go to the post. The purse will be $600,000. The race will be called the Mr. D Stakes in honor of former Arlington Park CEO Richard L. Duchossois. The specifics have changed. The future of Arlington Park is uncertain. But the fact remains that 40 years ago this month, Arlington played host to the first million-dollar race in thoroughbred history. We salute the people and the horses who made it happen. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.